This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities said at least 14 people were killed in a Russian coal mine in Siberia on Thursday, including three rescuers who were sent down to try to bring out dozens still missing. At least 11 miners died in the initial accident when coal dust ignited in a ventilation shaft and filled the mine with smoke, the TASS news agency cited local emergency services as saying. It quoted the acting head of the emergencies ministry as saying three rescuers had also been killed and another three were missing. The regional governor says with methane levels in the mine dangerously high, an operation to rescue 35 people stuck underground had to be halted. He says contact had been lost with some of those deep underground. Ethiopia's government on Thursday warned the United States against, quote, spreading false information as fighting in the country's year-long war draws closer to the capital, Addis Ababa, while thousands protested outside the U.S. and British embassies. A government spokesman said Ethiopia's war is not only against forces from the country's Tigray region, quote, but also with colonialism of the powerful states of the West. Some Ethiopians were outraged this week when a U.S. embassy security message warned its citizens of possible terrorist attacks in the country. The U.S. has also repeatedly told its citizens to leave immediately, warning there will be no Afghanistan-style evacuation if the war's chaos reaches the capital. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who announced this week he was going to the battlefront to direct the army, once cast the conflict as a law enforcement operation. Now he calls it an existential war. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Sudanese took to the streets again on Thursday in the capital Khartoum, demonstrators renewing their demand for a fully civilian government and denouncing the country's military rulers who were behind an October coup. Similar protests were held elsewhere in Sudan, activists circulating videos on social media showing tear gas being fired at protesters. There was no immediate word of any injuries. The protest came just days after the military signed a new power-sharing deal with the prime minister after releasing him from house arrest and reinstating him as head of government. The deal came almost a month after the generals orchestrated the takeover that deposed Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and detained dozens of politicians and activists. But Sudan's key pro-democracy groups and political parties have dismissed the deal as falling short of their demands for a fully civilian rule. An Islamist suicide bombing outside a school in Somalia's capital killed 8 people and wounded 17, including 13 children, the latest in a string of deadly blasts this year in a country beset by political turmoil and drought. The bombing, around 7:30 a.m. local time, was claimed by al-Shabaab militants who said they were targeting a United Nations security convoy passing near the school. A police spokesman also told reporters a suicide bomber in an SUV full of explosives had targeted the UN convoy. The UN has many humanitarian and political staff in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab has been fighting Somalia's central government for years, seeking to take power and impose its strict interpretation of Islam's Sharia law. In the past few months, the group has stepped up bomb and gun attacks in Mogadishu and elsewhere in its war against the Somalian military and the African Union-mandated forces that help protect the government. And Americans on Thursday will pack football stadiums, flock to parades, and gather more freely for family feasts, grateful to celebrate Thanksgiving Day traditions again after the pandemic kept many at home last year. The holiday dates back to the early 17th century, when pilgrims from Europe and Native Americans gathered to share the autumn bounty. Nowadays, the approach of the long holiday weekend typically ignites a frenzy of travel as scattered families come together for holiday meals. With COVID-19 deaths and infections soaring last year, many people shared turkey dinners over a video screen. Now that vaccines have made the pandemic more manageable, an estimated 53.4 million people will travel up for Thanksgiving, up 13% from 2020, according to the American Automobile Association. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.